there's something within me that is not quite me, and that's labeled alcoholism. It's not who I am, but unfortunately it's a power greater than I am, and it centers in my mind rather than my body. I used to think that it was a body physical problem. My problem was in drugs and alcohol, and the reality of it is the drugs and alcohol are just a symptom. Just like I used to think that certain people were problems, certain jobs were problems. If the job wasn't good enough, it was a problem. If the girl wasn't good enough, it was a problem. If the friend wasn't good enough, it was a problem. If the IRS didn't let me get that exemption in, it was a problem. You know, if the rent wasn't paid, it was a problem. If the car payment wasn't paid, well, you know, car payment, rent, car payment first, because that's my identity, and then, you know, nobody knows where I live anyway. That kind of thing, and I, you know, and I don't know, that's ego. That's my ego. My ego will compromise my life to keep the identity that I think I'm presenting to you, and the funniest part about it is that identity is so transparent that everybody sees it but me. You know, it's like coming in here in polyester and disco duck, you know, and thinking like I'm John Travolta and I'm hip. It would just be the wrong time for that. And that was the story of my life.